Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Wherever you're at in time and space, welcome to this now moment. So wherever you're at, let's go ahead and get comfortable. And today, like most of these recorded meditations, I'll be doing a little bit of talking, and today we're going to be looking at a reading. And then we're going to work our way towards the silence, towards meditation and the silence. So it's always a good idea to get yourself situated in a way that's comfortable for you, yet also active, and that is to say receptive. And sometimes that can actually be a sacred practice, getting ready to receive messages from spirit. Maybe even more than messages, almost like codes that come in and reprogram every aspect of your being and therefore of our being. So maybe sitting up in a chair or something. Or if you like to sit cross-legged in a meditation position. And I was considering this morning about ritual. So for myself, I've developed many rituals over the years that I've been practicing meditation, and some of them are what I consider to be very healthy, and some of them have actually been probably a little bit unhealthy, and a lot of them have sort of run their course, and I almost feel like it's a boiling down to an essential essence. What is most helpful in communing with spirit and contacting God. And this practice for me over the last 15 or so years has been proven to be quite invaluable. And so I hope that you also have a meditation practice, prayer practice, whatever it is, way of connecting with spirit that also has been very beneficial for you. And I know that some people might be tuning in that are just beginning meditation or are trying to find that ritual, that devoted, dedicated daily practice. And so today I hope to help us all with that, to maybe get more focused, more serious about this aspect of our lives. And one of the reasons for that is that it's so easy to get caught up in the vacillations of daily life. And these vacillations can really whip us around. And, you know, especially if you wake up in the morning and the first thing is turning on the news or something like that, it can be a very frightening experience. So meditation rituals usually do have to do with that morning time when we first wake up, or in that first, you know, hour or so after awakening from sleep. What are we allowing to be the main focus for our life and for our day? And what I've learned over the years is that when I start in divine love, in communing with, I guess you could call it the love of God or the presence of God, the pureness of the universe itself. When I begin in that way, it seems that when I'm confronted with fear or my own, you know, crazy schedule or whatever it is, I'm a little bit better able to handle it. As this time of communion in my own life becomes more and more consistent, so too does the absence of fear and the absence of worry. It's funny how that works. So the purpose of today's meditation, as far as I know this far, is for us to consider what our devotion is. And I'm not talking just about devotion to God, but our devotion to ourselves. What will I allow into my consciousness? What thoughts will I entertain? And what will be my focus as I move through this very day? The fun thing about meeting in the present moment is that we can let go of all past, all future, and just be here now. We don't even have to worry about what we might do tomorrow, and we don't have to worry about anything that's happened yesterday. We can just be here now, together, practicing. And what we're practicing is, in my estimation, looking for the truth of life, for God, in every single thing. And we know that truth is relative. And at the same time, ultimate truth is just simply the presence, without any bias, just pure presence. When I first began meditating, it was so revolutionary to me, I'd never really considered it. And so as I created a meditation space, I had a little room that I could dedicate to it. And I made an altar and put all these wonderful things on there, spiritual things that made me think about all of these things we're talking about, made me think about God, made me think about a higher connection, made me think about the essence of things beyond appearances, you know. And one of the rituals in my life is getting up and having a nice warm drink, usually coffee or something like that. And even though coffee is a stimulant and can actually be detrimental in meditation, it was a part of my life. And so I would sit for meditation in front of my altar and I would hold that coffee up. And before I drink it, I would imagine everything that went into bringing that into being. The plant that grew it and the people that harvested it and all of the work and understanding how to roast the beans and, you know, the store that sold it and all the hands that touched it, the people who made even the cup that it was in, and all of that, every single aspect of that, that it took to bring that cup of warm coffee into my hands. And then I would pretend that it was this magic elixir. And that when I took the sip, it would go into my body cells and renew every aspect of my being. And so it became my coffee ritual. And soon that ritual turned into a smudging ritual, and I would do the same thing with Native American ceremony of smudging, which is burning some sage and maybe cedar and sweetgrass and using an eagle feather to waft it over my body. And I would imagine my body being purified by this spiritual essence of these medicines. And so then I started to realize that everything that I did was actually a ritual in some way. And it was this that started to make me realize the great value of being present in my life to what I'm allowing my consciousness to do with all of the things which I engage in a single day. How I drive my car and how I think about other people, other drivers, other cars. The energy with which I press the gas and the brake. You know, everything started to become something that I could consider using to more deeply connect with spirit. And so as this all started to evolve, I started to realize a deeper connection to all of life. And so it is with this energy, this focus, that I offer you today's meditation. What is my ritual? I want to do a reading today. I don't often do this in our meditations, but this is a reading from Paramahansa Yogananda in his book, Man's Eternal Quest. And it's these little, in this book, it's little blurbs that are about a half a page to a page long. And this one's entitled, Dissociate Yourself from Your Experiences. Think of it. Of the 1,500 million people who have died every 100 years, each one has played a definite part in the cosmic motion picture. In fact, each human being has played, in addition, a separate home movie, his own private motion picture. If you were to multiply all the motion pictures, if you were to multiply all the motion picture lives portrayed by those millions of beings, you wouldn't be able to count them. But this show has a purpose, that you learn how to play the various parts of the life movie without identifying yourself with your role. It is important to avoid identification with pain or anger or any kind of mental or physical suffering that comes. The best way to dissociate yourself from your difficulty is to be mentally detached, as if you were merely a spectator, while at the same time seeking a remedy. Don't expect to attain unalloyed peace and happiness from earthly life. This should be your new attitude. No matter what your experiences are, enjoy them in an objective way, as you would a movie. You have to find true peace and happiness within yourself. Your outer experiences should be only fun. You can convert all of them into miserable ones if you allow your mind to do so. You may have good health and not appreciate it at all, but if you become unwell, then you will appreciate what it is to have health. Show gratitude to God for what He bestows on you without waiting for reverses to make you grateful. You are a child immortal. You have come to earth to entertain and to be entertained. This is why life should be a combination of both meditation and activity. If you lose your inner balance, that is just the time when you are vulnerable to worldly suffering. Don't disgrace the name of God, the one in whose image you are made. Awaken the innate fortitude of the mind by affirming, no matter what experiences come, they cannot touch me. I am always happy. No matter what experiences come, they cannot touch me. I am always happy. When I look back and compare, I find that life was much simpler at the time we started our first hermitage in a little mud hut in India that we had rented for 1 rupee than it is now, when we have the responsibility of maintaining this large institution. Yet I preserve my mental balance no matter what trials come. Learn to laugh at difficulties by remembering that you are immortal. Killed many times, I yet live. Born many times, I am yet changeless. Whether you are suffering in this life or smiling with opulence and power, your consciousness should remain unchanged. If you can accomplish even-mindedness, nothing can ever hurt you. The lives of all great masters show that they have achieved this blessed state. In order to be able to say with realization that all things are in the mind, you must first develop an inner consciousness of divine peace that remains unruffled by the experiences of this earth. Accept them as you would dreams. And the time will come when you will find that, just by the power of your strong thought, whatever you think will materialize. This is very difficult to do, but it can be done. A scientist must busy himself with going through several experiments in order to arrive at one fact. But the spiritually developed man or woman is able to perceive the fact without going through a physical process. If you first become one with God, then whatever you think can be materialized. This truth was demonstrated many times by Jesus. He realized his unity with God. If you first become one with God, then whatever you think can be materialized. What a reading that is. So I turn off the light, set down the book, and settle into my physical being. And maybe you would like to do the same. We take this moment to consider what we've just read and listened to. And we take a moment to consider where we would like the very focus of our life to be. It doesn't matter where it has been. Everything that we have done up until this point can be forgiven in an instant, just like that. There is only this moment. And in this moment, we are free to choose how we will live. Tomorrow holds no power over this moment. And in fact, what we choose in this moment will determine what tomorrow will be for our experience. Things will happen. Things we like, things we don't like. Our business, if we choose, is to stay inwardly focused on the highest aspect of our being. And maybe this brought up emotions for you in some way or another. So now we move into a different aspect of our time together today. And we let everything go right now. We just release it. I like to think of releasing it to the Mother Earth. And the Mother is always willing to take whatever I'm willing to let go of. It is no burden to her. So to the best of our ability, we now release all things, all biases. And we bring all of the energy now into the heart center. And here, let's share an affirmation. My heart is purified by God's love. My heart is purified by God's love. My heart is purified by God's love. And we feel the great relaxation that comes with a surrender. And then by the unlimited power of concentration, draw your awareness now into your spiritual eye, the Christ Consciousness Center, by bringing your inner gaze laser focused. As if you were gazing a million billion miles through time and space in every direction possible. Center everywhere, circumference nowhere. And now our individual heart and mind is connected to the eternal heart and mind of God, of unlimited pure presence. Just by focusing on this connection, there is a deep inner work now being done. So we keep this focus for the next several minutes. right, we begin to come back. And always I encourage you at this point that if you're in a deep meditation and would like to stay, simply pause the recording and come back to it when you're ready. As we have connected in this heart-mind meditation today, I can really feel you. Since time has no meaning here, I feel you right now. And also the presence of our world, as if suspended in some great ether. And how strange it is to hear a plane go by, but hear it from this place. And then to hear the blue jay sing its song. And then the buzzing of the world itself, as if a great orchestra by some unseen director. To help us to see just what was in our reading today. That we live in this magnificent motion picture. And that we can observe it in joy and gratitude and bliss, knowing that our truth transcends all of it. And so we come together in the heart, in the mind, and we see that truly, again, we are one. And that we come from love, we live as love, and we return only to love. And so from the depths of my heart to the depths of yours, I say thank you for being a part of my life. And in the highest light, may we all be blessed in that infinite spirit of life and love and wisdom. Thank you, God, for revealing yourself to us today. Om, peace, amen.